Okay, I was asked to speak about Hadlakas Neros Shabbos. Hadlakas Neros and Shabbos. It could really be. I have two full svarim at home on the topic of Hadlakas Neros Shabbos, so we're just really going to do major overview type of stuff. So first off, the Gemara Maseches Shabbos Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph tells us very famous Mishnah Shlosh Dvarim Sar Chazam Lamed Pesach Beis Arav Shabbos Im Chashecha. There are three things a person is supposed to say on Erev Shabbos as it's getting dark. Isartem, Eravtem, Hadlikwas Aner. You ask your wife, did you take off the maestros? Did you make the Erev yet? And Hadlikwas Aner, and light the Ner Shabbos. The Gemara understands that this relates to the idea of ensuring that there is shalom in your tent. That once you have that, then you can move on from there. Right? So the Gemara clearly associates it with a sense of shalom bayis. Is it a chiv d'araisa or a chiv d'rabanan to be Madlik Neros Shabbos? So it's interesting, the Bahag in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Ches and the Medrash Tanchuma in the beginning of Parshas Noach seem to assume that it is a Mitzvah D'Oraisa, and perhaps it's part of the larger Chiyuv Midivrei Kabbalah, if not D'Oraisa, of Kibud Va'oneg. That if it's part of Kibud Va'oneg, at least those are, means we know, on a Torah level, there are two Mitzvahs D'Oraisa and two Mitzvahs Midivrei Kabbalah, or Midrabanan of Shabbos. The two mitzvahs d'oraisa are Zachar and Shamur. Right? Zachar is the mitzvahs that say, might include all mitzvahs that say of Shabbos, at least Kiddush, possibly Abdullah also. Shamur is the los haseh, not doing any malacha. And then kibud va'oneg is enjoying Shabbos and doing things to prepare for Shabbos. Kibud being the doing things to prepare for Shabbos, and oneg is the actual enjoyment of Shabbos. The Shuvas HaRashba writes as a davar pashut that it's gotta only be midrabanan. Why does he? How do we know that he assumes it as a davar pashut? Because he discusses that kiddush al hayayin is only drabanan, because the Gemara discusses if you can only have one, you can only have ner or yayin for kiddush. So ner beso adif, that it's better to have the ner than the yayin for kiddush. You better to have ner Shabbos because of shalom bayis. But Frecht says the Shuvas HaRashba, it can't be that the ner, which is only drabanan, would overpower yayin if yayin were a d'oraisa. So it must be, although kiddush is d'oraisa, using yayin for kiddush is only d'rabanan. But as a matter of fact statement, there's something that's a davar pashut and it's very obvious to him. He says, obviously, the ner is only midrabanan. The Rambam refers to ner Shabbos in Hilchos Shabbos Perkei Halacha Aleph as a mitzvah midivrei sofamol. We learned ksuvus this year, and we know the Magen Mishnah Hilchos Ishus Perkei Aleph Halacha Bey says that when the Rambam uses the term divrei sofrim, like he does by Kiddusha Kesef, he doesn't always mean the rabbanan. Sometimes divrei sofrim means something that's the raisa that we learn out from the Midos Shator and Drashas Behen. But nevertheless, the Rambam in elsewhere in Hilchos Brachos in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel says very clearly that that it is in fact midrabanan. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos, "Kein kol mitzvah shehein midivrei sofrim, bein mitzvah shechova midivreihem." Kigon Mikra Megillah Vadlakas Ner Shabbos, whether it's a mitzvah that's a chova midivreihem, which means midrabanan, like Hadlakas Ner Shabbos. So he clearly assumes it's a din derabanan. Pashup Shad, it's clearly a mitzvah midrabanan. Why do we do the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos? So there are three basic reasons for it. Rashi Masech Shabbos Tav Chafeh Mbe says it's Kavod Shabbos. Tosos Masech Shabbos Tav Chafeh Mbe is Oneg Shabbos. There's a difference between Kavod and Oneg, right? Kavod is the din in preparing for Shabbos. Oneg is the din in enjoying enjoying it on Shabbos, in the actual Suda Shabbos, let's say, to have it with you. The Aruch HaShulchan makes a different distinction. The Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Samach Gimel Oz Beis writes that Rambam Atzmo, he says, says in two different places, one in Parakeh and one in Parak Lamed, in one place he calls it a Kavod Shabbos, in the other place he calls it an Oneg, a Kiyum of Oneg. So he says, V'tzorach Lomar, says the Aruch HaShulchan, what you have to say is, D'travayus Niu, that they're both true of lighting candles for Shabbos. D'bemakom Sha'ochlin have a Mikavod Shabbos, he has it the other way, that in the place that you eat, having candles where you eat, that's Kavod Shabbos. Everywhere else in the house, that would be a kiyum of oneg. How does he understand there's a kavod and oneg? Here it says kavod is something that's very clearly done for the sake of Shabbos. So the Suda Shabbos is a big deal that's done. Clearly, it's evident that it's for the sake of Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is just make sure that things go smoothly and that things don't get messed up and that you're not in trouble over Shabbos. Just make sure things are as smooth as possible. So you light the rest of your house as you're walking up the stairs. You're not going to trip. That's Onik Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is at the Seuda, where you're showing the special, the uniqueness of the day of Shabbos. So those are clearly two different things, Kavod Shabbos and Onik Shabbos. How you define the difference, as I just told you, our Chashulchan has one definition. I was brought up on a different definition. I assume it's from Rav Salvechik that Meir Rebbeim said that Kavod is a din in preparation and Onik is a din in Suda Shabbos, that's what they say Pshat in the Rambam. There is a third element which might overlap with one of these first two elements, and that's the Gemara in Shabbos Chaf Gimel, where it talks about Ner Chanukah, and it says if you have a choice between Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos, which one wins? Ner Shabbos. Why? Because Shalom Bayis Adif. So apparently, Ner Shabbos has an element of Shalom Bayis as well, right? So Pashut understanding is that that's its own third reason. The Levush in Siman Reish Samach Gimel says, no, Shalom Bayis is another way of saying Oneg. And that's clearly the way the Aruch HaShulchan understands also, that you don't trip and that everything goes smoothly, and that's Oneg, that's just Oneg Shabbos. The Rambam, interestingly, doesn't quote the Shalom Bayis issue in Hilchos Shabbos. He quotes it only in Hilchos Chanukah, not in Hilchos Shabbos. So I saw in the Sefer Kavod V'Onik Shabbos, you know, the Rabbi Simcha Bunim Kohn, who did the Shabbos Kitchen, and he has one Sefer on Hadlakas Nero Shabbos and Lacha Mishnah and things like that. So in the back, he has essays in Hebrew on a variety of topics. So he has one essay on the Shitas HaRambam in Hadlakas Nero Shabbos, and he suggests that the Rambam had a different gears than the Gemara, and that the Rambam held Shalom Beso is not a din about Ner Shabbos, it's a din about having Neros in your house, period. And that it's not Gori, it's Ner Shabbos Adiv, it's Ner Beso Adiv. It has nothing to do with Ner Shabbos. It's not about Ner Shabbos. And that's why the Rambam doesn't even quote it in Hilchos Shabbos. Fine. What the nafkamina is, what it's a din in. So one nafkamina is it a maisa mitzvah of doing a hadlaka, or just making sure that there is light? Right. So if it's just about making sure Shalom Bayis is Onik Shabbos, making sure that, you know, so then it's just having light. You don't have to do maisa to make to have Shalom Bayis and to have Onik Shabbos. But if it's about showing kavod for Shabbos, so you're showing that I'm doing something to prepare and to be ready for Shabbos, so kavod Shabbos, that would require maisa hadlaka. If it's Onik Shabbos, you should only need it where you eat. If you assume it's about Onik Shabbos means enjoying it on Shabbos. But if it's Shalom Bayis, you need it wherever you go. Anywhere that's in the house that needs to be lit up is going to be an issue when it comes to the Shalom Bayis. It also might be in Afkamina when you should light on Yantiv. If it's because of Kavod, it should dafka be done before, always. Meaning, why do we light beforehand? We light before Shabbos starts because we're not allowed to light on Shabbos. But in Yantiv, you're allowed to light. So should you still light before? Or maybe you should wait till the Yantiv starts on light, right? So if you hold this din of Kavod, so you still do it before. But if it's din of Oneg, din of Shalom Bayis, why light before? It doesn't make sense. Shraga B'tir Ramayani, why does it help to light a candle in broad daylight? So it wouldn't even help in that situation, right? It wouldn't make any sense. This famous comment of the Drisha in the name of his mother, but we'll save that for a different time. So who has to light? Who's the Chiyavan? So actually, the mitzvah is both on men and women. The Rambam, Perkei Halach Aleph, Tosim Sach Shabbos, right? It's very clear that the mitzvah is not only a mitzvah for women, it's a mitzvah on men and women. Women have taken this as their responsibility, and Chazal assume that this is primarily the woman's responsibility for one of two reasons. The Rambam, Perkei Halach Gimel, says, because anything house-related in general is the woman's responsibility. She's in charge of the house. My kids ask me at home, you know, what's going on? What are we doing next? They say, you have to ask the boss. And they know exactly who the boss is, right? In the house, it's clearly not me, right? In the house, the woman's always considered to be the one that's in charge, and that's the... And therefore, the Adlakas Neros are her responsibility. The tour in Siman Reish Samach Gimel says, no, it's a different thing. It's because she extinguished the Neros Shel Olam. It's the sin of Chava. So since she extinguished the Neros Shel Olam, she's got to make up for it with lighting these Neros. So it might be Nafkamina between the two differences. If it's a din in the house, so he's the one responsible for the Shalom Bayis, meaning if it's about Shalom Bayis, then it should really be primarily his responsibility. He should have to make sure that there's Shalom Bayis there. Let's say if it's about extinguishing the Nero Shel Olam, so then really it is her job only, meaning that's got to be, that's purely her. Good. Second practical difference, should she light the first Shabbos after giving birth, Bizman Azeh? right? So why is it many women have the minhag that they don't light after they gave birth, the first Shabbos after giving birth? So some say it's because she just can't get out of bed after giving birth. It's just too difficult. So it's just very practical. So nowadays she's able to. Or maybe, no, others say that if it's about Kavaner or Shalolam, that she extinguished the light of the world, well, every time she has a baby, she brought a new light into the world. So maybe it's no longer her responsibility, that Shabbos. Maybe it's going to be the husband's responsibility if it's not her responsibility. Right? So then the husband's going to be the one to light. There are many people that have the minhag that every time they have a baby, they light one more candle. The halacha really is to light one candle. The minhag is that we light two because of Keneged Zachar and Shomer, the two mitzvahs asay of two mitzvahs d'oraisa of Shabbos, right? So we light two. But there are many people that have minhag every time they have a baby, they light one more. So most people assume that that minhag is based on the idea that you light one for each person in the house, right? One for each family member. However, there is a there are achronim that suggest that that's not what it's based on at all. It used to be that when a woman was in that, after giving birth, she was unable to light the first Shabbos because she was too ill to get out of bed to light. And the halacha is that if a woman misses Ner Shabbos 1 week, she has to light an extra candle for the rest of her life. It's not about the baby. It's not about how many people you have in the house. It's the knas. The knas of missing, lighting Ner Shabbos is that you light one extra one for the rest of your life. Even though women technically generally take care of this, the man of the house should participate in some way. That's what Shulchan Aruch Rav quotes, that the minhag is that the husband prepares the wicks, sets up the candles, so in some way to participate in the mitzvah as well. That's a basic overview. If there are more specific shilos about Ner Shabbos, you could have other shiurim about it, you could ask now.